that one. You're on The Morning Show on Radio Life and Style. It's 14 minutes past 8 o'clock. And with me in the studio right now, no stranger to the mic at Radio Life and Style, Mike on the mic, Mike Gahagan, our walking man. James Taylor wrote a song about you.
Good morning, Dave.
The walking man walks. Nice to see you again, Mike. And you're doing a real rehash of the Philokalee Trail again, a long walk down the coast. Accompanied by lots of beautiful women. I wonder why Mike does it. Oh, you're on the mic. Are you going to join us? Oh, okay, jolly good show. There we go. All right, I was just expecting Sue Bamba to join you, but in fact, well, there could be an extra voice creeping in on the sideline. So, Sue, you're not going to be speaking much today.
I will.
You will? Okay, will. There we go. Why are you walking this crazy long distance on the beach with Mike Gahagan? I can understand walking on the beach, but with Mike
I think this is the fifth year that I'll be participating with in Philokalee. So Mike and I have spent many hours traipsing various beaches along the KZN North Coast together.
And it's something that, well, I must confess that walking on the beach is not for the faint-hearted. It's difficult. It's difficult. It's more difficult to walking on the beach than walking on the road or walking on a trail. It has its own challenges, but it has its own rewards as well. And I'm sure that's the reason you do it, because I can think of a few reasons of why one wouldn't want to walk for an awfully long distance on the beach. So what is the attraction?
An awfully long distance on the beach. Look, I think it was the support of ocean conservation charities that had initially, well, I'd always loved walking on the beach, but that had gotten me committed to Philokalee. But we have changed, we did change things last year where there were more trails included. So we are walking, is stepping away from just predominantly beach walks and varying it a little, quite a bit lately.
Oh, so it's a mix now, walking on the beach and inland slightly.
Correct.
Okay. And does this, I'm going to ask you a question now that possibly you're going to wonder why I asked this, but would this appeal to the trail runner? Or maybe let me rephrase the question. Who would, who traditionally and typically responds to the call? Who would walk the Philokalee Trail for several days with Mike Gahagan?
Dave, let me interject here and say, you know, we, over the 7 years, we started in 2019, basically. We've had some amazing people from all backgrounds. So whether they're serious runners, serious trail runners, casual walkers, never been to the beach before, we've had an amazing mix of people. Part of it is the experience, is to get out there and find something new and something challenging to do, and everyone has got stood up to the task and done well. Where Sue's coming from in terms of making changes makes it more appealable to quite a few people who say, gee whiz, I'd never understood beach walking was so different to walking on the boardwalk in Ballito or on the roads or up at Hollow Trails or anywhere else.
Well, Mike, let me challenge you on that one. Walking on the beach is hugely different because of the angle that you're walking
at.
Yes,
that's a very important factor, the angles. And that's why I always tell people, guys, I want you to consider bringing a trail stick. Because a trail stick helps you balance. In other words, you put it on the seaside, i.e. if you're walking north to south, you put it on your right and it pushes you up or helps you get a more balanced position. And obviously south, you put it in your left hand. But the point that Sue is getting to is that what we're doing is I'm going to use the wrong word, easier. Don't get me wrong with that. But we're actually doing more circular trails this year. And why we're doing that is to take out the logistics problems of how do I get back to my car. I've started south and I've walked north. How do I get back to my car? So we do a circular route. But really, if I could just break it down simply, less than half is on the beach of each day's trail, and all the rest is in nature forests. So Umtanzini Nature Forest, Amatikuli Nature Forest, Simkhwazi, etc., etc.
Wow.
And so what we've done is we've balanced it. And there's some magnificent views, which there always be from the beach side, but as we climb up into the forested areas. And when I say climb up, don't get it wrong. We're not climbing to the top of the Drakensberg Mountains. Don't even think that. We're doing a couple of or maybe a couple of hundred meters, climbing up into various timberlands or sugarcane lands.
There's a huge amount of evidence now to suggest that walking in nature, and in particular in forest, but the beach has its own positive ions, apparently, that give you enormous benefit, health benefit, therapeutic benefit. Apart from the beauty of it all and the camaraderie, apparently it's really, really good for you.
I'm going to support that 100% and say it's not just a mental, a physical exercise, it's a mental exercise. It sounds crazy saying you're walking in nowhere and you get mental stimulation, but it is. It is what you said, the beauty of the area around you. It's taking in things that maybe you don't see in your daily life, driving in a car or sitting in your house or sitting in an office, and you absorb things and you see it so differently when you're physically there yourself.
A point that you've raised or a word that you've used is physically, and how physical is it? How fit do you have to be to do the Philokalee Trail?
I can give testimony to so many people that have done it. In fact, in the very first year, there was a lady that didn't train, didn't do any walking whatsoever, and she did 145 kilometers from Durban Harbour all the way to Umtanzini with me. And I just couldn't believe she could do it. But we won't talk about religious and other things that she was involved with, but somehow she absorbed it all and she overcame the physical challenge by being mentally stimulated to go and do the exercise.
So one doesn't have to be a particularly trained athlete to do the Philokalee Trail.
Definitely not. And what we have always done every year, regardless of the number of entrants, is we've always split it up into a group in the front, a group in the middle, and a group towards the back. And when I say split it up, we've never done that. They've just done it naturally. That's their own ability. But we've always had a leader, inverted commas, in each of those three sections. So somebody to support, to look after, to recommend, to do the breaks, i.e. let's stop here and have a water break or a drinks break or whatever else and keep going.
And Mike, from a security point of view, it's a question that comes up often when it comes to walking in wild places. In our beloved country, we have challenges, we know that. How safe is it?
I'm very pleased to say, and I touch wood, cross fingers and all the rest, my personal belief with everybody is always walk with somebody else. In other words, don't ever be on your own. That's a general statement, whether I'm walking around Belito, Umhlali or anywhere else. But secondly, because of the environment that we're in, generally speaking, we don't come across problem people. In other words, it's open beach type areas where there are obviously going to be fishermen and all those things. But by and large, we always find good people in our environment.
Okay. And this year's Philokalee Trail, when does it happen? And are you still open for bookings?
We are still open for bookings. It's starting on the 7th of August, 7th to 10th. So 7th, we're doing Umtanzini and surrounds. On the 8th and 9th, we'll be doing Amatakulu and surrounds. So there'll be two circular routes, starting from the same point and ending at the same point, but different routes on each day. And then on the Sunday, we'll be doing Zinkwazi and surrounds.
And does this mean that you can take part in one day only?
Or you can take part in whichever day, however many days you'd like to participate in. Yes, Mike and I will obviously be doing all four, but people can join whenever they would like to.
So you can drop in and just experience a single day.
You can.
Maybe that's not a bad way to start until you get the hang of it. When it comes to accommodation, is that all part of it, or do you have to make your own arrangements?
You'd have to make your own arrangements. We have got, there have been some bookings at Amatakulu so far, and one on Heli in Umtanzini, and at the Zinkwazi Lagoon Lodge in Zinkwazi Beach.
But is it doable for example, from Belito to travel to and from each day's event and not have to overnight?
It is that. It is doable, and we have had that previously.
Okay. And cost-wise, what is the cost?
Haley, why don't we hand over to you?
Oh, there's a new voice on the microphone, the one that caught me out. So hello, Haley
Brown.
So I'm the admin person, and it is a 300 Rand per day donation towards Philokalee, and all the proceeds will be going to our beneficiaries.
To Mike's Walking Fund.
No, sadly not. Poor Mark. He does this for free. No, we this year we will be supporting Breathe, which is an ocean conservancy program. And we'll also be supporting the Honorary Rangers at Umtanzini.
That's a very important part of the philokali philosophy. It's a lot of big words on the show today. Wow. But that is what you do. I mean, you'll be enjoying a magnificent experience, but you'll also be contributing to two very worthy causes. And I can think of no finer way, really, in terms of making new friends and experiencing the beauty of the North Coast coastline. And if you're able to, if you are, you know, presumably it's not for everyone, but if you are physically able to go for a bit of a stroll, this is an excellent way to see possibly new things, meet new people, find new places, generally enrich your life. Philokali Trails. Interesting. What does philokali mean?
The love of beauty.
You see. Which is why Mike is so involved. Well, Haley, Mike and Sue, thanks so much for joining me on the morning show. Wish you huge success with this year's Philokali Trail. There are still available entries. If you're keen to find out more, where can one go to find out more?
I think the easiest places would be to follow our Facebook page, which is philokali space trail space hyphen space 2025. So you won't make a mistake. It is this year's.
Just repeat that, because people are trying to write this down the track. Don't write it down. Because it's up as a podcast. You'll be able to pick it up later, but this is the info.
Okay. So for the Facebook, philokali.
Maybe we should spell that, because a lot of folk won't.
philokali space trail space hyphen space 2025.
There we go. If it could be more complicated, I don't know how. Next year, just call it Walk One. But there it is. This will be up as a podcast, as I said, so you'll be able to take that information down to heart and find out more if you're keen to. I strongly suggest that you, if you are even vaguely interested, find out more about it. It could change your life. Thanks again, folks, for joining me on The Morning Show, and much success with Philokali 2025.
Thank you, Dave.
Thank you, Dave. Thank you.
And The Morning Show continues.